baby. I just called to check in on you. Do you miss me yet? Good. I just wanted to make sure that you didn't forget to put the trash out and feed the dog. I'm sorry. I know that I wrote a list and everything, but you know how I worry. Anyways, the trip is great so far. I still cannot believe that they booked us a trip as great as this just to do some team building. You won't be hearing me complain, though. It's like a free vacation. And that's just what I needed after the stress of this merger. Don't get me wrong. I am grateful to still have my job. But it's difficult to see colleagues get fired and having to work with the very people that took their place. No, I know. You're right. I should try to enjoy myself a little and relax. Actually, that's one of the reasons I called you, baby. Do you remember what we've been talking about these past few weeks? Yep, that is exactly what I'm hinting at, sweetheart. God, I can't believe I'm actually bringing this up, but there is something I have to tell you. One of my new colleagues, promise me you won't get angry, okay? Okay, so the company has us staying in one of the finest hotels in the area, and there's this beautiful bar where I spend my evenings. The first night I spent there, I noticed one of my coworkers sitting not far from me. Babe, this guy is handsome. The way he sat there just enjoying his drink as I watched him, my eyes gliding across his body, inspecting every inch of him. Seeing his muscular arms, his big hands firmly gripping his glass, all I could think of is how good they'd feel on me, how rough he would be, how he would just throw me around without any effort at all. God, sorry, sweetheart. I got a little bit carried away there. Oh, you enjoy it? Well, in that case, let me tell you more. There was nothing that I wanted to do more than just tear his clothes off and make him take me right there in front of everyone. But I don't think that would leave a good impression on the rest of the team. So instead, I decided to make a more subtle approach. The next evening, before I went to the bar, I dressed up a bit. I'm sure you remember the black dress that you bought me. That's the one. The one that hugs my every curve so perfectly and shows off my shoulders. The pretty little dress in which I would catch any man's attention. And it sure enough caught his. I don't know whether it was my dress, my beautiful red lipstick, or the way that I fluttered my eyelashes when he looked my way. But within no time, he sat down next to me and bought me a drink. Even though the conversation didn't hold much substance, I was hooked on his every word. Not because what he had to say was interesting, but because every single word that came out of his mouth hinted at something more than just a conversation. I could tell that he was aching for me to show him what these gorgeous red lips could do besides talk to him. And honestly, I wanted to show him, baby. I wanted to show him so badly. That brings me to the next part of the story. Although, this part still has to happen. This part still has to happen because he's here with me right now in my hotel room listening to our conversation. I've been stroking him to keep him hard all throughout our conversation. Calm down, love. I know it's a bit of a shock, but you want this. Just keep listening and let it all happen. He is so hard for me, baby. It's so thick and veiny. I'm gonna have a hard time wrapping my lips around this thing. Oh, don't worry, stud. I am going to make you feel good. Come here. You love the sight of this, honey. Your sexy little girlfriend on her knees for a stranger. Oh. Trying her best to fit his huge cock into her tiny little mouth. You should see him right now. He's looking down at me, and it makes me feel so small. The look in his eyes is too much. Oh, the size of him, the size of his cock, the authority. I'm gonna submit to him, baby. Use me, sir. You can use this pretty little mouth to your liking. Fuck my face, sir, please. Thank you, sir. Honey, I'm so wet. It's dripping down my thighs. I want him to take me. He can have all of me. I'm gonna let him fuck my brains out now. He is so big, baby. I'm gonna come home all stretched out, and you will love it. I can hear you pleasuring yourself to the sound of your pretty little girlfriend sucking off a stranger. And guess what? Oh god, I fucking love it. The taste of his cock. The way he grabs my hair and forces me all the way down his shaft. The way he is going to stretch me out. I love it. Tonight, I'm going to be your slut, sir. Make my boyfriend listen while you take what's yours. While you stretch my tight, wet little cunt with that thick cock of yours. Look at me on my hands and knees for you. Wiggling my little butt around. Presenting my sweet pussy to you. Take me. Oh god. Oh god, he's so big. I have never felt like such a filthy whore before. Oh, you're so big. Seducing a stranger and letting him fuck me while my boyfriend listens. Do you like listening to your girl getting pounded, baby? Do you enjoy the thought of me on my hands and knees for another man? Letting him fuck me as hard as he wants. Just surrendering myself to him and his big fat cock. Because deep down, I'm a little slut, baby. A cock as big and tasty as his. I didn't even make him wear a condom. He's fucking your little girl's pussy raw. Feeling my juices cover his cock while I'm moaning for him in pure ecstasy.
love it. I love fucking a stranger. Harder. Please, harder. Oh, God. I can feel my pussy gripping him. Oh, God. He feels so fucking good. Oh, God. Oh, my pussy is just, like, gripping him so hard. I don't know if he can move much. Oh, God. He's getting me close. I can feel it building up inside of me. Oh, God. The way he's pounding into me. Oh, his ball slapping against my clit with every thrust. The way he's pulling my hair to make my back arch for him. Oh, I'm yours. I'm yours, sir. Make me come on that big fucking cock of yours. I want you to come inside me. Drive yourself into me as hard as you can. Oh, yeah. Make your little fucking slut come for you and fill her up. Oh, fill me up. Fill me up with your cum. I need your cum. I need it. Baby, he's gonna give me his cum. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, yeah, give it to me. Give it to me. Oh, God. I love your cock. You're still there. Oh, that was so good, baby. Such a mess now. His cum is still dripping out of me. God, there's so much. Maybe when I get home, you can fuck me while I tell you all about how he felt inside of me. Okay, I'm going to take a shower now, and my friend here is going back to his room. Let's talk after my shower. Okay, sweetie? Love ya.